Welcome to Spotlight on Africa with me, Daniel Finnan. This week, we'll be finding out about Gambia's elections. Voters go to the polls on the 1st of December for presidential polls. Incumbent President Yahya Jammeh has been in power since 1994, following a bloodless coup. Jammeh has won four elections since then. The last one in 2011, he took over 70% of the vote. However, the polls were widely criticized. Observers from ECOWAS, the West African Regional Bloc, boycotted the polls. They said that the environment was not conducive for free and fair elections. The head of the main opposition party called the polls bogus, fraudulent, and preposterous. So will things be different this time around? Well, Gambian authorities have already refused the European Union access to observe the polls. The EU had been set to send a small team for a technical assessment of the vote. Three journalists have also been arrested in recent weeks, two working for Gambian state media and one documentary maker. We can't forget either that the authorities jailed the head of the main opposition party earlier this year. Useno Darbo, head of the United Democratic Party, was given 3 years for taking part in an unauthorized demonstration. He was part of a group demonstrating against the alleged death in custody of another opposition activist. Darbo and 18 of his supporters were jailed in July. Let's now turn our attention to the campaigning. Jammeh has been calling on Gambians to give him a fifth mandate. Speaking in Brikama, a village south of the capital Banjul, he told voters that he was the best president Gambians would ever get.
I'm not saying I'm the best, but I can say I'm better than anyone you would ever have in this country. I'm saying so. I'm the president for all Gambians. Let me make it very clear. I will not allow one person to jeopardize the peace, tranquility and development of this country. I will never accept that. Gambians, go and vote between you, the Almighty Allah, and your conscience. It's not my business. Those that are grateful, Allah-fearing people, progressive people, those who want to worship the Almighty Allah in peace, those who do not want their children to end up in refugee camps, they know where to vote for.
Incumbent President Yahya Jammeh there on the campaign trail. The message is clear. Vote for Jammeh, otherwise your children will end up in a refugee camp. What about the opposition then? Well, since Useno Darbo is behind bars, most of the opposition parties threw their weight behind a single candidate, Adama Barrow. At the start of November, Barrow stood down from the United Democratic Party so that he could stand as part of a broader coalition. We caught up with Barrow on the campaign trail to find out whether he's feeling confident ahead of the polls and whether he thinks the vote will be free and fair. Welcome to Adama Barrow, opposition presidential candidate in Gambia. How's the presidential campaign going?
The presidential campaign is going very well. We are doing fine. We are winning in the campaign. People are coming out to welcome us everywhere we go. So it's really a very, very, very good campaign.
Have you been able to campaign freely? Has there been any restrictions on your movements? Are the security forces following your campaign trail? What's the situation with that?
I have no problem with my campaign. I've been campaigning freely. Government haven't provided security for us, but we have our own internal party security. They are taking care of things as we expect. So far, no problem.
Do you expect it to be a free and fair vote in the Gambia in December?
It is very difficult to say whether it will be free and fair 100%. But we expect this time it will be a better situation than previous ones.
How does it feel representing the opposition when there are several opposition politicians who remain in jail?
Well, it is a very difficult moment, but we feel that we have to move on. We have to fight on, win election, free them from jail. That is our main objective, and bring back democracy in this country.
What do you make of the fact that the European Union has been denied observer status? The European Union's not allowed to monitor these elections.
It's a very unfortunate situation because the European Union is a partner to Gambia at different levels. I think it is not fair to them not to participate in this election. It's a very unfortunate situation. You don't want it that way, but we still move on.
What about the status of other observer missions? Which other election monitors will be in the country?
Well, we are not quite sure 100% which of these will be available, but we expect at least the AU and the ECOWAS. We are expecting them. Most likely they will be available, but I cannot say for certain.
If you could send a message to the African Union or the ECOWAS bloc, would you say anything in particular ahead of the elections?
Of course, I have a message for the African Union. The AU is representing Africa. It's not representing any individual. They are not representing the president. I want them to be very, very neutral in this matter and send observers in the Gambia to observe the election so that it is free and fair.
What do you make of the preparations for the election so far?
The preparation is going on. Gambia is a very small nation. It has never been a problem in the Gambia for preparation and getting materials on time. It has never been a major problem. And this time, I think it will be organized.
There were three journalists who were arrested recently. What's your reaction to that? As I understand, two of them worked for state media.
My reaction to that is, it is not good for Gambia during election period, especially campaign. Journalists work to give information, and that information is very, very, very valuable. It's very important. I will advise government to release them immediately, unconditionally. That is my stand.
Other international journalists have been unable to obtain accreditation for the elections.
That is true. It's Africa. The incumbent is losing. They will do everything possible to block all the information. But despite all that, the social media is doing very well for us.
How do you feel about your chances of beating incumbent President Jammeh?
My chances are very high. I am leading. I'm leading in the polls. In the landslide, it's a big margin.
You expect it to be a landslide victory?
A big margin for that matter.
How do you feel personally ahead of the polls?
Personally, ahead of the polls, we are very, very confident, and I believe my campaign will deliver victory for the opposition.
What are your actual policies, Mr. Barrow? What are you campaigning on the basis of? Or is this simply a matter of vote for me rather than incumbent Jammeh?
Well, we have a lot of policies because parties have come together. In Gambia, we have a lot of bad laws. The ruling party don't allow a level playing field. People are not secure at their jobs. There's no job security. We are campaigning on that platform. That when we come, we change the system, bring in a very good system, democratic process, level playing field. Gambia is not developing. So that was the platform we use.
Are you getting any support, any outside support for your campaign?
The outside support we have is the Gambians who are outside. Yeah, the Gambians in the diaspora are giving us support financially, and they are talking to their family members in the France to give us support. This is the support we are getting from outside.
Is there anything that I've missed or anything that you would like to say to our listeners?
This is a Gambia. It's a small country. On 1st of December 2016. A new Gambia will be born. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Adama Barrow, opposition presidential candidate in the Gambia. The opposition has high hopes. A new Gambia will be born on the 1st of December, according to Barrow. Rights groups such as US-based Human Rights Watch have already warned about the fairness of the vote. It said Jammeh has used a crackdown on the opposition, domination of state media and state resources for campaigning to ensure a political advantage. For this week's Spotlight on Africa, I'm Daniel Finnan. Thanks for listening.